todo lo que celebren. Yeah. Vámonos,
you're,
Recio.
You are Kimberly the Wise. That's what he just...
You're listening to the Vancouver Mixtape, the Mixmas Tape, here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded territory of the Hulkamilam and Squamish-speaking peoples. And that's right, it is the Mixmas Tape. Merry, merry, Jamie.
I have no jingle jangle. I'm looking for my jingle jangle.
Well, you'll have to watch Riverview, I guess.
Riverdale.
Well, maybe there's some jingle jangle at Riverview. Also, maybe. Riverdale filmed at Riverview.
Whoa.
So.
Like the scene where he does the whole, I dropped out of school when I was 13 to run drugs to support my grandma. So you never knew that epic highs and lows of high school football.
Yeah.
God,
sure.
That scene's so good. All-time great television, Jesse.
Yeah, I definitely watched long enough to see that, for sure. No, I think I tapped out at the point where Betty becomes a stripper, question mark?
Yeah, that was really great. Great episode, too.
Yeah, yeah, good times. Anyway, this is the Vancouver Mixtape, a very special holiday edition called the Mixmas Tape, which we generally do every year to celebrate the, the holiday season, I suppose.
Whoop-dee-doo, dickery-doc.
Yeah, Jamie's bringing the festivity today. I'm all business.
Jingle jangle!
Jingle jangle. Yeah, there's a reason that your mic is turned way down, Jamie, and it's because of outbursts like that one.
I'm sorry, I'm just the yelliest boy.
You're just so excited about Xmas. Xmas. I do think it's really funny how, and this is real scintillating conversation, but really funny how we just turned Christ into an X. We're like, yeah, you know, because he was like... killed and hung up on a thing that was sort of an X, but not really. It's more of a T, you know, and it's generally represented as a T, but because reasons, let's just make it an X cross. I guess an X is also called a cross sometimes because...
It's true.
I don't know.
Yeah, people really don't like it being called Xmas, as I've learned as somebody who does municipal social media.
Mm.
You post Xmas and, buddy, you're going to hear about it.
Well, heaven forbid you say... holidays.
What, don't, Jesse, oh my gosh.
We can only venerate the approved Christian deity.
It's true.
And the associated holidays. Anyway.
He's got a banger event.
It's true.
He's got a couple bangers.
Banger event with some of the, you know, the best event-related music that's out there.
Tip top.
And, you know, it is the time of year. I just spoke with my sister, who I'm going to see over the holidays, and she just, she's getting ready for my nephew's first ever Christmas concert.
Let's go!
And I remember, you know, when I was going to elementary school, it feels like the entire month of December, one period a day, maybe it was once a week, we would go into the gym and collectively just sing Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Like the whole school would just get up on the bleachers and we would just sing Christmas carols.
Was it rehearsal for something or was it
must have been rehearsal for our Christmas concert.
But you just like only remember it as
let's go into the gym and sing some carols. Yeah. We never did that for there's not really Easter carols or that I'm aware of anyway.
Also, like there's lots of good content for Easter too.
Mm-hmm.
Banging songs.
Yep.
I remember doing a nativity play once.
Sure. Who did you play?
I played narrator number 3.
Ooh.
All I remember was I was the one that told, that mentioned the bit about the wise men giving frankincense and myrrh.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know how to say frankincense because I was 8, so I learned how to say
Frankenstein.
It.
Frankenstein.
Yeah. It's like Frankenstein, only he makes sense. but I seem to really remember locking in how I said myrrh, and I gave it like a real myrrh.
Nice. So you're telling me that even back then they were more interested in your voice than your face.
It's true.
Wow.
It's true. I would have made a great baby Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest part.
It's true.
You just are a baby.
You're way in a manger.
Yeah.
Well,
No crib for a bed.
No crib for a bed.
All right. I guess we can play some music. That's sort of the stated intent of this show. Oh, yeah. It's the Mixmas tape. We play holiday music from all of your favorite, all of our favorite, all of your favorite local artists. And why not kick it off with an all-time banger from, I guess, an all-time banger. One of the scene's current greats, Kylie V. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be thank you.
come back again soon after New Year's Day. Until then, I gotta say goodbye, Christmas.
Christmas. What Christmas by Floyce Alley here on the tape, the Mixmas tape on CJSF. It's us. That song touching at something that I think is true for a lot of people. I think it's, and this is a controversial take, Jamie, so you're going to have to keep me on track.
Yo.
But, you know, it's kind of cool to hate Christmas in some way.
Sure.
Or to be like, ugh, Christmas, or ugh, the season. And yet, it's hard not to love.
Yeah, we're going the optimist route this year. Love Christmas. Christmas mm-hmm. is a banger event.
What do you think is the most underrated thing about Christmas?
It's Boxing Day.
Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is the most, because
okay.
It's just like,
okay, Mr. Consumer.
No. The lead up to Christmas is so good. And Christmas is essentially three holidays in Canada, at least. Because Christmas Eve is a thing, Christmas Day, obviously, and Boxing Day. Christmas Eve has got a lot of, like, hustle and bustle, but, like, still, after the hustle and bustle, you allocate a moment of, like, okay, family, we're doing a little bit of Chinese food, or, like, we're doing, you know, there's still some, there's, like, unofficial gatherings.
Sure.
And then Christmas, you have the anticipation of the morning or the larger official gathering. And few other holidays do this. But, like, having a whole day after the big hoopla where it's like, okay, it's calm down day.
Well, that's Thanksgiving Monday, right?
Yeah, but, like, some people do Thanksgiving on the Monday.
That's true.
But so, like, Christmas, you have the day, and they just, like, have it worked in where it's like, tomorrow, you're not supposed to do anything. Like, the day after Christmas, like, yeah, you go do your shopping or whatever, but it's all just like, I'm going to, like, take care of me.
Sure.
It's self-care day, baby.
Mm, of course you love self-care day. God.
But like, obviously I have wonderful Christmas memories that I think back of when I think of Christmases. But I think as an adult, the memory that is most pointed is when I was still living with my parents and we did Christmas with the family. And the next day, it was just like my mother, my father, and me just like each claimed a room in the house, did nothing. My mom had like made a phyllo pastry turkey casserole in the morning, put it in the oven, and then just like left it on the stove all day. And just we all just would go take a scoop every 2 or 3 hours. And yeah, it was awesome.
And let me guess, in your room, you played JRPGs.
Really close guess. Any other Christmas year would have been. But no, that year I got Mad Men Season 1 on DVD.
Oh, wow.
And so I watched all
of
that.
You marathoned it. Wow.
And it's still the only season of that show I've seen.
Oh, well, everything went great for misogynists.
Yeah,
so
yeah, this is what I hear.
That's the lesson you take from it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well,
what about you? What is your most underrated part of Christmas?
Hey, I asked the questions here. The most underrated part of Christmas is eggnog and coffee.
Eggnog and coffee, hey?
Yeah, like all year round, I drink my coffee black, but the Christmas season rolls around and, well, there's an inch of eggnog in my coffee. And, you know, on the days when I'm really feeling, well, on the days that I don't work and that it's just like a real relaxed day, maybe something else in there too, you know, but mostly just eggnog and coffee. And I'm also a one coffee a day person now, but if there's eggnog in there, I could drink like five. Like, you know, I can just slam them and it will not be great. Like, my body will react in all sorts of ways, but doesn't matter.
You and I have had many things that we've bonded over the years.
Mm-hmm.
One of like the later stage things that we've bonded over the last few years is like a really strong love of eggnog.
Mm. You know what? I can't find the Avalon eggnog anywhere this year.
I got some.
Oh, okay. We'll have to
choice. I'll go find. No free ads. I'm gonna go find some. I'll get you some nog.
Cool. I'll talk to your nog guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the muse. That's what I call music now, is the muse, by the way. And we're going to go, well, we're going to break the rules already, but in a way that we've already broken the rules this year. We're going to hear from a band that is not strictly based out of Vancouver, but they appear on a long-standing Vancouver Christmas tradition, and I am going to have to cut out one of these artists that you've listed from this year's installment because they are not local in any sense of the term. But our first act from the 2025 edition of the Kingfisher Blues Christmas single, which rules every year. They put out a Christmas single every year. The profits are donated to charity. And every year it's got a whole bunch of cool local artists doing holiday-related things. And this year we have a track by Norsu, who are from the interior.
Mm-hmm. We saw live.
We saw them and played recordings of them live here on the mixtape. They played at the Catalano Festival.
Yep.
And I want to say Vernon, maybe? Somewhere in the interior.
They're Vernon, yeah.
Anyway. And they kick off this year's Kingfisher Blues Christmas single with this track, Tannenbaum.
Out in the tool, he's a family together. Just might be the last time now. Socks soaked through like bones in the weather. Following footsteps deep in snow. Songs like it's years ago.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Jesse was wrong.
Jesse!
On the mixtape. We are going to play one of Jamie's selections because they're Australia-based, but they live in Vancouver, just like that last artist. Well, not Australia originally. Anyway, that was Bloom Effect. They're not originally from Vancouver either, but that's one of the things that makes Vancouver so great, is that we got people from all over the world coming here to make music and do other things. We just heard their cover of La Navidad de Luis, which is a cover of a Leon Gieco song, which is about Luis and his employer and her offering him a present at Christmas, but he declines and says, no, I'm going to keep living my life the same way. This is what the translated version of the Wikipedia page for this song tells me.
But why can't he live his life without the present?
Because he's following his father's advice. I don't know what the gift is. I would have had to have listened in Spanish and understood, which I did not. It was a cool song, though. Apparently, that song, the original, they attempted to censor it during a military dictatorship because they claimed it contained satanic messages.
God, Satanic Panic is so good.
Especially in a Christmas song.
Oh, like, God, right? Just amazing stuff.
Oh. Before that, we had Just a Sad Christmas by Cyrus Jordan. Hoping you don't have a sad Christmas. And Tannenbaum by Norsu, an original track. I thought it was going to be Oh Tannenbaum, Oh Tannenbaum. That didn't happen. Instead, we got an original track that ended up with Telling the Tree We're Going to Chop It Down, which is